A very filthy advent calendar 2021. Day 13. Let There Be Treats by Saraton and read by Jab. For the prompt, hand feeding.
Xerophil, for someone's sake, just... Oh, fuck!
As Crony swears and gasps, Xerophil's hands roam on his chest, rolling his nipples, pinching them to stiffness under the pads of his fingers. The fire in the fireplace, in front of the four-poster bed they're comfortably sprawled on, pops and roars merrily, its light gently casting orange shadows on their naked and flushed bodies. The warmth of the flames is only rivaled by the one Crowley is feeling as his bed rests against the Xerophil's padded torso. He knows a Xerophil told him to be still, to let himself be spoiled rotten and cared for tonight. But it seems a very complicated rule to follow when he has also a Xerophil's dick, warm and hard, completely still in his ass and stretching him open at the same time. Still, he is going to try, at least. He's going to be good and not to move as much as he can. This whole ordeal promises to be enticing enough, and Xerophil never goes back on his word when he promises something. Patience, darling, the angel says in his velveteen voice. We've only just begun. At a snap of Xerophil's fingers, small trays crammed with the loveliest treats appear all around them on the bed. Not so close as to be knocked over by a clumsy movement, but still within Xerophil's reach. There are so many desserts they could feed an army. All Italian. Because, of course, the angel likes indulging in local delicacies while they're on vacation in this little chalet in the Alps. There's panettone, pandoro, toroni, chocolate salami, a small Christmas log, and everything is perfectly portioned to serve as finger food. Crowley rarely eats, he doesn't need to, and he's just not used to it. But that's no matter. Xerophil was making such delicious and delirious sounds tonight while they were having dinner at that nice little restaurant that Crowley let himself be persuaded to try some of those sweets. Provided Xerophil fed him. One thing led to another, and it all led them here. Ever curious, as Crowley is by nature, the unfamiliar scenario presents itself as enticing and arousing, to say the least. Sitting in Xerophil's lap and taking several inches of his cock has only made Crowley even wetter than he already was, but he craves even more, even faster. Which is the complete opposite of what Xerophil is trying to achieve here. Still, trying to speed things up a bit won't hurt. I'm going to die here with your dick in my ass if you don't do anything more anytime soon.
Don't be pretty, my dear. I just want us both to savor the moment. Most of all, I want you to savor it, and to appreciate all this good food, too.
Xerophil rubs a foot on top of one of Crowley's, making him splutter consonants in heaps.
Look at these sweet things. Aren't they enticing?
I guess.
Crowley tries to squirm, breathing hard. Xerophil's stiff, warm and throbbing cock is making it terribly difficult to do, well, to do anything at all, actually, thinking included.
You're always making the most obscene sounds when those things land in your mouth. So they must be good. Ah, oh.
Crony fists the duvet as Xerophil keeps teasing his nipples in unison, using his smooth and manicured fingernails, his mug smile carefully hidden on Crowley's neck.
They make you enticing to me in turn, you know.
Flatterer, behave now.
Xerophil pecks his jaw.
Oh, this is going to end too soon.
Xerophil's left hand travels down Crowley's chest. It strokes his slim waist, making goosebumps break onto Crowley's skin. It traces his navel once, pressing on it briefly. Then it dips lower, where Crowley's body hair curls into a thick thatch, and he starts stroking his labia with careful fingers. The sounds flying off Crowley's mouth are all frustration and eagerness. He throbs and aches, wet as he already is, and all Xerophil's done is touch him. This is not going to last, but he'll do what he can. Xerophil wipes his fingertip on Crowley's clit once, then twice, and Crowley curses, bites his lower lip, breaks into a sweat, trying to be still. But it's useless. He can't help bucking his hips forward into his touch, just a little. Enough for Xerophil's cock to slide just a fraction out of him.
Where do you think you're going now?
With a show of his angelic strength, Xerophil's hand applies just the barest pressure to the lower part of Crowley's body and pushes him back onto his length to where he was. The friction alone makes Crowley hiss.
Satan's tits, this is absolutely not going to last. Be good, darling. Stay here. Keep me nice and hot and warm while I feed you these delicacies, And remember, no touching yourself in any way.
Trapped as he is against the Xerophil's back, Crowley tries to shove his ass back again, but Xerophil is quick to block his movements, covering Crowley's feet on the bed with his own.
Not yet. You're going to take exactly what I give you when I want to.
He kisses his shoulder, moaning a little as if to restrain himself from doing anything else. He rubs their feet together in a soothing motion.
Is that all right, sweetheart?
The sweetness in Xerophil's voice, the restrain he can hear in his tone, only make Crowley more desperate.
Whatever you want, as long as you give me something.
Pretty thing. All right then, open your pretty mouth wide for me.
And it is on, finally. Xerophil reaches out to one of the trays and, for a start, feeds a slice of chocolate salami to Crowley. Buttery and fudgy, with crunchy crumbles of hazelnuts and cookies, its chocolate dough sweet and only slightly slippery. Crowley lets Xerophil slip it past his lips and, before chewing and gulping it down, he gets a taste of Xerophil's fingertips, lingering just enough on his tongue to suck them. It's over too soon. Crowley moans at the loss of his husband's fingers as he chews and swallows the slice. And just then Xerophil moves his left hand, sliding the pad of his finger on his clit, gently pressing and rolling as he buries his nose in Crowley's hair.
Ew, absolute bastard. Stop. Oh, teasing.
I might, only if you eat some more.
Crowley makes an annoyed sound, but opens his mouth, sticking his tongue out for good measure. To stop himself from doing anything else, he braces his hands on Aziraphale's thighs, and he's probably going to leave fingerprints there, squeezing too hard, if Aziraphale keeps acting like that. Aziraphale shifts his hips just so, nudging his cock a little deeper. Fucking hell! As he snaps his fingers and a tray with a nice, light and sugar-powdered Pandoro slides closer to them on the bed. Aziraphale breaks a chunk of it and offers it to Crowley's mouth, just as he parts his folds with his left hand.
Oh, exactly, darling. Say, ah.
Aziraphale.
Crowley shifts forward, craning his neck, and Aziraphale feeds him with a fond chuckle as he rubs the full length of his fingers down below. Up and down, up and down.
So eager for what I give you, aren't you? Gorgeous creature,
he whispers, wiping the corner of Crowley's mouth with his right thumb. A small piece of Christmas lock follows, all glazed and colorful, and then a portion of soft, sticky and honeyed tyrone, mouth-watering and heart with almonds. Crowley can't help moaning shamelessly as his lips close on Aziraphale's fingers again and again, as his tongue licks his hand clean, as his nostrils are full of the intoxicating aroma of sweets and chocolate and angel. And in all this, Aziraphale, for Satan's sake, is still rubbing him off in slow motion, careful to spread the wetness of his folds, occasionally patting the hair on his mount just to rub lower again. He rubs their feet together, lets his hand be licked and sucked and nibbled to redness, sucks more bruises on Crowley's neck and shoulders in the process. But he still absolutely doesn't give Crowley more of his cock, nor does he move his slick-covered hand lower than where he's rubbing. Crowley whines, trying to buck his hips, but meeting the pressure of Aziraphale's forearm, still pinning him. He palms Aziraphale's soft and strong thighs in frustration, arching his back.
Poor thing,
Aziraphale says, hissing at the new angle and turn. In his squirming, Crowley shifts his buttocks closer, somehow managing to impale himself fully onto Aziraphale's cock. A long groan flies off Crowley's lips as he hangs his head, relishing the stretch and the sensation of fullness, the pulse and throb reaching deeper into him. Fucking finally! Aziraphale's breath hitches behind him, his fingers shaking on Crowley's folds.
Ah, oh, darling, I... Oh, very well. I think we're ready for the main dessert.
There's only one kind of main dessert, as far as I'm concerned.
Crowley whines.
Angel, don't be cruel. Give it to me.
Just then a wonderful aroma of panettone reaches his nostrils and turns his bones to jelly, so rich it is. Aziraphale leaves the small chunk of panettone on his open palm, and Crowley nudges closer once again. They both whimper as Aziraphale's cock drags, still hard, still sweeter than honey, inside Crowley's ass. Crowley opens his lips, lapping at Aziraphale's palm, before taking the morsel into his mouth and chewing carefully. It's admittedly a divine dessert, sweet and with an incredible texture, the firmness of the candied fruit chunks mixing with the buttery dough and the crunchy aftertaste of the almonds on top. Crowley moans, almost overwhelmed by all the sensations colliding into him, and Aziraphale chuckles fondly, if a little out of breath, brushing his lips clean of panettone crumbs using his fingertips.
"Are you enjoying yourself, sweetheart?"
As he kisses his fingers, Crowley takes a hand of Aziraphale's thigh to reach between his own legs, and he lays the palm of it flat on the back of Aziraphale's hand.
Being good, yeah? Still haven't touched myself.
He grins, and he reclines his head on Aziraphale's shoulder, arching his back and teasing Aziraphale's ear with his tongue. He gets a ragged breath and a powerful shiver as reactions, and he dares guide Aziraphale's hand even lower, until his fingers curl and slip into him almost of their own accord. They both exhale shakily, and Crowley's toes curl in satisfaction when, with a sideways glance, he notices Aziraphale is smiling just like him.
Still not touching myself now, actually, Angel. Right?
The movement shifts his lower back flush against Aziraphale's stomach, and he clenches with a groan on his cock and on his fingers.
Satan's sake, Aziraphale's thick all over, thick and soft and his.
Sweeter than any human dessert Crowley could ever taste.
Aziraphale.
Crowley rasps out, almost choked by pleasure and by the love he feels for his husband. All at once, he loses control, and his hips sway rhythmically so that he can get himself off both ways, as much as Aziraphale's arms pinning him allow him to do.
Angel, please, I've been good.
Oh, darling!
It's enough to make Aziraphale delirious in turn, dropping all demands of control on their lovemaking. He starts thrusting up in his ass, messy and almost frenzied, matching Crowley's movements and sliding his fingers in and out of him. By hell, it feels perfect, exquisite.
Yes, Crowley. Yes, I give you everything, everything you need. Oh!
Aziraphale comes like that, moaning into Crowley's ear, pushing his chest closer to Crowley's shoulders, dragging his legs against his husband's, and pumping his load deep into him with the bordered thrusts of his hips. The movements make Aziraphale's fingers rub that sweet spot inside Crowley, pushing him over the edge too, and he comes in a series of shivers, clasping one of Aziraphale's thighs in the back of his hand. The taste of butter and candied fruit and almonds and raisins and of Aziraphale's fingers still lingers on his tongue. It takes him a couple of minutes to catch his breath and to stop quivering with aftershocks. Aziraphale, too, seems lost in the moment, breathing and nibbling and sucking gently on his neck. If Crowley hadn't just come so hard This would get him going again in a second. All he can do now is to groan and reach back with a hand to grasp and pat Aziraphale's curves, turning his head to the side to breathe him in and give him a proper kiss.
Happy now,
Crowley says on his lips, rubbing their noses together and scrunching his a bit, the way Aziraphale usually does.
Almost. Can I do something for you, then?
Crowley asks, lazy and blissed out, with Aziraphale's bent cock still inside him. It's getting just a touch uncomfortable, but he actually likes the idea of keeping Aziraphale like this, safely buried inside him. It feels, even though he might never admit it willingly, nice.
Just indulge me, if you will.
Aziraphale removes his fingers from Crowley and lifts them all the way up to his own mouth, sucking his thumb clean and making such a debauched noise of gluttony and lust that it sends shivers all the way to Crowley's toes, reverberating in his chest.
Of all the desserts around here, the most incredible treat I can taste here is you. And if you don't believe me, try it yourself.
Close as their faces are, the tip of Aziraphale's nose rubbing purposefully against the shell of Crowley's ear, it takes just a shift of his wrist, and the same fingers that brought Crowley pleasure some minutes before are now presented to his lips. Crowley lets his jaw fall open, lets Aziraphale slip two of his fingers on his tongue. And as he tastes himself on Aziraphale's hand, his nose is filled with the peculiar, distinctive aroma of his own slick. Crowley gives a last suck, one last swirl of his tongue around Aziraphale's fingertips, and releases his hand with a lewd pop.
Flatterer.
But he can feel himself blushing all the same.
I wouldn't say such things if I didn't believe them. The day of euphemistic truths is long over for me. You know that.
And Aziraphale's right, plain and simple as that. Crowley reclines his head on his angel's shoulder, snuggling closer. As the fire dies down slowly in front of them, he lets himself be wrapped by his husband's loving embrace, all softness and care, with a contented sigh.
Well then, happy festive time, angel.
His eyes close just as a warm hand moves his hair to the side of his sweaty forehead to lay a kiss there.
You too, Crowley, love. You too.
The end.